Brian Baldinger of the NFL Network joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline. You can catch him on all kinds of NFL Network programming, including Around the League and NFL AM. Brian, always good to catch up with you. Appreciate that. How are things as we get ready for week one?
I can't wait. I mean, I'm chomping at the bit here. I can't wait for tomorrow night, right around this time, just to be ready. I mean, I'm ready to kick it off. We've had enough preseason, offseason. I mean, it's just time to start playing.
That's exactly right. I think that's how we all feel at this point. Dolphins and the Browns, that's our game this week. Early thoughts on these two teams as they get ready to battle.
Well, you can't help but look at both teams and think that they're just mirror images of each other. From, you know, young upstart head coaches to, you know, second-year first-round draft pick quarterbacks to teams that spent a great deal of money in the offseason for the agency to what they did with their first-round draft pick. I mean, they're mirror images of one another. So, really, you know, which offense can move the ball against pretty stout defensive fronts? I mean, that's kind of how I look at this game right now.
Brian, looking at the schedule this first week, look like there are a lot of really good games. I mean, starting tomorrow night with Baltimore, Denver, and you've got the NFC East games going on with New York and Dallas and Philly and Washington. Is that just the way the schedule is this week, or is that the way the NFL is right now? Just a lot of pretty good teams out there.
Well, I think the NFC is loaded. I mean, it's a strong conference going into the season I can remember in a long time. But, you know, the NFL, they know what they're doing now. I mean, they're going to create storylines right off the bat. I mean, people are dying to see what Chip Kelly has got up his sleeve against Washington. It's RG3's debut after that horrific finish that he had last year. It's San Francisco and Green Bay. The last image we have is Colin Kaepernick running right through Green Bay's defense. So, you know, New York is undefeated in Cowboys Stadium down there. I mean, there's... You can, you know, Atlanta's going back into a hornet's nest with Sean Payton coming back. I don't think there's any bad games week one right now.
Right. You know, Brian, when you take a look at our matchup Sunday in Cleveland, you've got two of the first-round quarterbacks from last year, Tannehill and Whedon, who didn't make the playoffs. When you were excited about Ryan Tannehill's progress from last year through the offseason, what steps or what things are you looking for him as a quarterback to take it to that next level and be a franchise quarterback or be considered with the Lux and the RG3s and the Russell Wilsons of the world?
Well, I mean, I could put numbers on it saying, okay, you know, you got to complete 65% of your passes, but Andrew Luck didn't come close to that last year. You know, he was below 60% completion passer through a lot of interceptions, so it's not about numbers. It's about just guiding your team and being the leader. I mean, one thing, if you watch Andrew Luck, and I'm sure everybody did at some point last year, it was tremendous poise under pressure. It was when he got rocked and he got hit a lot and sacked a lot. He got up and dusted himself off. He ran for 5 touchdowns last year. He constantly brought his team back in dramatic fashion against the Packers, against the Lions. You could just pick out any number of games. You know, you couldn't take your eyes off him. Now, you know, you could say that, well, Ryan Tannehill has got a lot of those attributes that he does. I mean, he's big. He's got a strong arm. He's got poise. He's a good, very good athlete. You know, but he hasn't played the position the way Andrew Luck has. I mean, Andrew Luck has been around the quarterback position his whole life, going back to his dad. And so you look at Tannehill, and, you know, he was a wide receiver 3 years ago at Texas A&M. So he just hasn't seen it that much. So how do you speed that process up for him? You help him out with a better offensive line, maybe. You help him out with more talent out around him. You immerse himself into the business of pro football. I don't know how he takes that step right now because he just hasn't played it that much. I think every day he goes out there, and he said, you know, this whole offseason was about becoming a leader. And even that, you know, position, you watch RG3 and Andrew Luck and Russell Wilson last year, those guys are natural-born leaders. But they're natural-born leaders because they played quarterback their whole life. That's all they know. And so I think Ryan Tannehill is still learning how to do that right now.
Talking to Brian Baldinger, the NFL Network. You can catch their game day coverage every Sunday. How about this? Beginning at 7 o'clock in the morning with NFL Game Day First, featuring Melissa Stark, Sterling Sharp, and our buddy Sean O'Hara. At 9 a.m. NFL Game Day morning, Rich Eisen, Warren Sapp, Kurt Warner, Michael Irvin, Mooch, and Marshall Faulk. It's a hell of a lineup on the NFL Network Sunday mornings as you get ready for the games at 1 o'clock. I don't want to put you on the spot, Brian Baldinger, but, I mean, do you have any fun predictions for this year? We know it every year in the National Football League, there's three, four, 5 teams that the year before they were nothing, and then they turn into something. And there's 3, 4, 5 teams that were something last year, and they turn into nothing this year. Any teams, either one of those directions, kind of catch your eye this season?
Well, I live in Philadelphia. I mean, I do the Eagle preseason games, and I love, I'm a big fan of Chip Kelly, a big fan. Whether he's successful this year or not, I mean, Jimmy Johnson in Dallas was 1-15 his first year, and they became a dominant franchise, you know, within 2 years. I think Chip Kelly, the only way that he fails is if he doesn't get good players, but I love everything that he's doing. I mean, his concepts are sound. He's a good teacher. So I'm watching and waiting to see what Philadelphia does, because I think they're going to be good eventually. I know they're going to be able to run the ball very well. I'm anxious to see what Carolina does. I mean, it's a new system. It's a new offense right now with Mike Shula taking over. It may not be the right offense, but it'll be a different offense. And defensively, I think they're going to be very good. I could go on and on. I mean, yeah. I think the Baltimore Ravens, to me, are the best team in the AFC. I mean, that defense right now is scary good on what they could be. They're much better than they ever were last year defensively. Offensively, I don't think they're as good. But, I mean, that team looks like they could certainly get to the postseason. If they can get there, they're capable of repeating.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Brian Baldinger is with us. One quick thing on Philadelphia to sort of follow up on the Eagles. They're as interesting a team to watch right now, I think, as there is in the National Football League because of Chip Kelly. If Joe Fan turns on the Eagles week 4, week 5, assuming things go the way Chip Kelly wants them to go, are they going to look different to him than other teams in the NFL?
Well, you know, you can't run trick plays all the time, and, you know, you can't do that. I mean, you have to have some basic sense of football. 3rd and 13, I mean, you're not going to run, you know, triple option probably on 3rd and 13. But I wouldn't want to get up off the couch after a touchdown and think that I've got 3 minutes before I come back to watch football. You may see something, a 2-point conversion that you've never seen before. So I just wouldn't leave my television set, because you just don't know of a formation you may see that I saw at Oregon that I see in practice in some days at Philadelphia that we just don't see in Philadelphia. And he has no fear now. He coaches with no fear, and he loves it. So if you're a fan, you may see a lot of things that you haven't seen in pro football.
All right, there you go. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network. You can catch him on Around the League, NFL AM, and everywhere else. Does a great job of breaking it down. Always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much. Enjoy the game tomorrow, and enjoy week 1.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, Brian Baldinger on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.